السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here, inshallah. I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a good week. So today, inshallah, we are continuing from where we left off from Surah Ma'idah, ayah number 3. And we're just going to start first with the recitation of these verses. If y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite. Inshallah, we'll start from the beginning of ayah number 3. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. حرمت عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أحل لغير الله به والمنخنقة والموقوضة والمتردية والنطيحة وما أكل السبع إلا ما ذكيتم وما ذبح على النصب وأن تستقسموا بالأزلام ذلكم فسق اليوم يئس الذين كفروا من دينكم فلا تخشوهم واخشون اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا فمن اضطر في مخمصة غير متجانف لإثم فإن الله غفور رحيم. So inshallah that is the lesson for today on the ayah number 3. And inshallah for our theory we are continuing the topic of tafkhim and tarqiq. And in the last class, we finally started with the rules of the heavy Ra. So the tafkhim of the letter Ra. Now Ra is one of three letters that is sometimes heavy and sometimes light. Those three letters are Alif, Lam, and Ra. And the Alif is going to be only for the Alif Med. And then Lam is only going to be in the name of Allah. Now for the letter Ra, Ra can be heavy or light anywhere in any word. So when we did for Lam, we found that it was only in the name of Allah that it could be heavy. And for the Alif, we learned that only when it was in the form of a Med, that is when it will be heavy if the letter before is heavy. But for Ra, it can be heavy in any word, dependent on the circumstance or the letter before or the haraka on the letter before. And we did cover the first four circumstances of the heavy Ra. The first one was quite easy. It was Ra with a Fatha. So anytime we have Ra with a Fatha, it is automatically going to be heavy, such as in the word Rabbihim. Ra, Rabbihim. Ra in this case is going to be heavy because the Ra has a Fatha on top. So this is the first case. If you see that there is a Ra and you want to make sure if it is heavy or light, look at the haraka on top. And if the haraka on top is a fatha, then it is going to be heavy. Now, the second rule that we learned, this one starts to get a little bit more difficult, is ra with a sukun. Okay, so there's going to be ra with a sukun. But the letter before has a fatha. So there's ra with a sukun. And the letter before has a fatha, such as in the word Maryam. Now, mim has a fatha. And then after that, there is a ra with a sukun. Maryam. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. Okay, so there's ra with a sukun. The letter before is going to have a fatha. Okay, so fatha and then ra with a sukun. And the fatha can be on any letter. So it doesn't matter if the letter before is heavy or light. As long as the letter before has a fatha, then the ra is also going to be heavy as well. So here in this case, Maryam, mim is a light letter. So it is not dependent on whether the letter before is heavy or light. All it has to have is a fatha, and that is going to make the ra with a sukun become a heavy ra. Now the third one was also very simple. It is a ra with a dhamma. Okay, so ra with a dhamma, such as in the word sabiru, ra here has dhamma, so it is automatically going to be heavy. So we learned that ra with a fatha and ra with a dhamma are always going to be heavy ras. So this is very similar to the letter lam that we covered in the name of Allah. Lam, if it has a fatha or a dhamma, it is going to be heavy. And lam, if it has a kasra, it is going to be light. So similarly, ra with a fatha and ra with a dhamma is going to be heavy, and then ra with a kasra is going to be light. So it is the very similar rules for ra and lam. Just for the letter ra, there are a couple of additional rules here. And then the fourth one that we covered is a little bit difficult. So we are going to start from the first letter in the word, okay? So the first letter, this is two letters before the letter ra. So we have a letter with a fatha. So it can be any letter if it has a fatha. Then the letter after is going to have sukun. So this is another letter. So there is a letter with fatha, then another letter with sukun, and then there is going to be ra with a sukun. Okay, so we have fatha, sukun, ra with a sukun. Okay, this is the sequence that we're looking for. And if we have ra with a sukun, then it is going to be heavy. So in the example of wal asr. Now, this situation is only going to occur if you stop on a letter that ends with ra, or you stop on a word that ends with ra. So here, the word is wal-asri. But if I stop here, then the sad has a sukun, and now because I am stopping, I have to put a sukun on the ra as well. So this is the case where you will get two sukuns right next to each other. When you have a letter with sukun, and then you stop on the next letter, which also has sukun, now because you have stopped. So if I am continuing, I will say wala asri. Ra in this case will be light because it has kasra. But when I stop, this is going to be ra with a sukun. Then I will say wala asr. Wal-asr. Ra is going to be heavy in this case. Now, it's very difficult to make this ra light. Wal-asr. Wal-asr. Now, it's very hard to make this ra light. It is way easier to make it heavy. So it's very easy, and this is the reason why we are going to make it heavy in this case. Wal-asr. So because we have two sukuns next to each other, it becomes a way of easing the pronunciation to make the ra heavy sukun as well. So this is going to make that ra heavy. So here we have the fourth case, ra with a sukun. Before that is a letter with sukun, and before that is a letter with fatha. And again, this is only going to occur if there is a word that ends with ra, and then you stop on that word and give it a temporary sukun. Okay, so these were the four that we covered in the last class. Now again, if you don't remember the rules exactly, it does help that as we see these letters or as we see these rules, you put a little H or L underneath. And then inshallah, in this manner, once you have started reading the Quran, you will notice these patterns and then you will automatically be able to implement them even without having to memorize all of these rules. So let's move on to the fifth rule, which is going to be ra with a sukun, and before that is a letter with dhamma. Okay, so now you're going to see a pattern here. So first we have ra with a fatha, then we have ra with a dhamma. So it's just ra with fatha or dhamma. Then we have ra with a sukun, and before that is a letter with fatha. And now we have ra with a sukun, and before that is a letter of dhamma. So you're going to see that both of these are the exact same patterns. Okay, so we have ra with a fatha, ra with a dhamma, ra with a sukun, and the letter before has either fatha or dhamma. And then the last one we're going to cover later, ra with a sukun, before that is a letter of sukun, and before that is a dhamma. Okay, so any case where you have a dhamma or a fatha, it is going to be heavy. Okay, so this is an easy way to kind of remember these difficult ones. Ra with a fatha, ra with a dhamma. Ra with sukun, the letter before has fatha or dhamma. Ra with a sukun, letter with sukun, and the letter before that has either fatha or dhamma. So all of these are going to be the exact same rules. You can just switch the fatha with a dhamma, and then it is still going to be heavy. So this one does make it a little bit easier. So again, rule number five, ra with a sukoon, and before that is going to be a dhamma. So we have the word al-Qur'an. So here ra has a sukoon, the letter before is qaf, which has a dhamma, so this is going to be a heavy ra. Al-Qur'an. Ra here is going to be heavy. So we have ra with a sukoon, and before that is a letter with dhamma. Now the sixth one, again, very similar to the third one that we did. Ra with a sukoon. Before that is a letter of sukoon, and before that is a dhamma. And again, this is only going to occur if there is a letter with sukoon and the word ends with ra, and then you stop here and you are going to give it a temporary ra. So here, for example, the word khusrin, if I stop here, I will say khusr. Khusr. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. So I see ra with a sukoon. Before that is a letter with sukoon. Sin has sukoon and the letter before has kha. So this is very similar to the one that we did before, except instead of having the fatha on the third letter, there is going to be a dhamma on the third letter, but it is still going to be heavy. So this is the basic rule when it comes to heavy letters. Majority of the time, if it has a fatha or a dhamma, it is going to be heavy. Okay. Now, another rule, inshallah, I'm just going to touch upon this and then we will come back to it in the next class. So ra with a sukoon, and before that is a hamzatul wasl. Hamzatul wasl is a little alif that has the head of the sad on top. So anytime you have hamzatul wasl, you do not read this hamza. Instead, you combine it with the letter that comes before. Sometimes an ayah starts with hamzatul wasl, and in that case, we will have to add in our own harakat. So anytime this occurs, the ra with a sukoon is going to be heavy, such as in the example, lamanir tada. So here, we have hamzatul wasl. You're not able to see it because you can't hear it, but there is hamzatul wasl before the ra with a sukoon. Okay, so there's hamzatul wasl, ra with a sukoon. I am skipping over that hamza and I'm going to go straight to the ra. And because of this, the ra is going to be heavy. I am not saying limanir tada. Ra will be heavy in this case. Limanir tada. So even though that there is a sukoon on the letter noon, because it has hamzatul wasl before, it is going to be heavy. Now this is very, very important, because as we do the rules of light ra, you are going to see that there is another rule that says if the letter before has kasra and the ra has sukoon, it will be light. But in this case, the letter before is not a letter of kasra. It is a hamzatul wasl. And in that case, it will be heavy. Okay? Limanir tada. So make sure that this does remain heavy. And then also another example, if hamzatul wasl is at the beginning of the sentence, I am going to add in a kasra here to be able to pronounce it. Irji'i. Now again, the letter before has a kasra technically, but this is not a letter or a haraka that was found. It is a hamzatul wasl. So in this case, it will also be heavy. I will not read this as light. Irji'i. Ra is going to be heavy in this case. Now I just wanted to introduce this one. Inshallah, in the next class, we will come back to this. And then we will also look at a few more examples before we move on to the rules of light ra. Now, inshallah, let's move on to our verse for this lesson, ayah number 3, starting from the word hurrimat. Ra in this case is going to be light. It has kasra. Now, if you would like, you can put a small L underneath, and inshallah, this will help you remember. Hurrimat. Ra in this case is light. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat, so do make sure that you give it quite a lot of air. Alaykum. Ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Alaykum al-maytatu wal-damu wa-lahmu al-khinzir. Kha is going to be heavy. Khinziri. Ra in this case is light because it has a kasra. Now you can put a small L underneath to show that it is going to be light in this case. Wama, this is going to be a 4-count med. Uhilla li ghayri, ra is going to be heavy. Ri is going to be light. Li ghayri lahi, name of Allah here is also light. So that lam is light, the ra is light. So for both of these, you can put a small L underneath. The name of Allah is light. Why? Because the letter before has a kasra. Bihi wal mun. Khaniqatu, kha is heavy. Qaf is heavy. Wal mawqudatu, qaf is going to be heavy. Wal mutaraddiyatu, ra in this case is going to be heavy. Why? Because ra has a fatha on top. So this is going to be a heavy ra. If you would like, you can put a H underneath. Wal natihatu, ta is going to be heavy. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat, so do make sure you give it quite a lot of air. Wama, this is going to be a 4-count med. Akala sab'u, And then here, عين is going to be from the middle of the throat. إِلَّا مَا ذَكَّيْتُمْ. That is going to be using the tip of the tongue. Make sure that you do not pronounce this like a Z. The, not a Z. ذَكَّيْتُمْ. The teeth should be between the tongue here. ذَكَّيْتُمْ وَمَا ذُبِحَ. That again is going to be from the tip of the tongue. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ala, this is going to be from the throat. And nusubi, sad is going to be heavy. وَأَن تَسْتَقْسِمُوا, قَاف is going to be heavy. And then قَاف is also a letter of قَلْقَلَة, so make sure that you do give it a little bit of that bounce. بِالْأَزْلَام, so rest on this lam and then rest on the زَي as well. زَي is going to have something called سَفِير, meaning that it has a little bit of a buzzing sound. بِالْأَزْلَام, so do make sure that you do rest on it properly and give it a little bit of that buzz to give it that proper سَفِير. ذَلِكُمْ فِسْق, so here سين also has سَفِير, so for scene it's going to be a little bit of a whistling sound, fis, and then we're going to move on to the qaf, which is going to be heavy, which also has qalqala, fisq. So do make sure that you do give that qaf the proper qalqala and that you do make it heavy. And then here we have hamzatul wasl, and I'm just going to start this with a fatha, al yawma ya isa, so ya and e, make sure that you are quickly switching the makhraj from the middle of the tongue area to the throat. Ya e, so hamza is going to be a little bit of a sharp sound. Ya e salladina kafaru, ra in this case is going to be heavy because it has a dhamma. Min dinikum fala takhshawhum, kha is going to be heavy. Wakhshawn, kha is going to be heavy. Here again we start with hamzatul wasl, so I will just add a little fatha here. Al-yawma akmaltu, kaf is going to have hams, lam is going to have tawassut, so do make sure you rest on both of those letters. Akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu, mim is going to have tawassut, in all of these cases do make sure you rest on them. Lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum, so all of these just make sure you rest a little bit. Ni'mati, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Wa raditu, ra is going to be heavy because it has a fatha, you can put a small h underneath. Dad is also going to be heavy, it is a permanently heavy letter. Lakumul islam, lam here is going to have the wasud. Seen is going to have safir, so do make sure you give it a little bit of that whistle. Lakumul islama dina, this is going to be a two count med. Famanil turra, so quickly say the letter dad, rest on this dad for the sukun, and then move on to the ta when you say the dhamma. Both of these letters are heavy. Ra in this case is heavy as well because it has a fatha, so do make sure that you make all of the letters in this word heavy. Famanil turra, so you can hear that I'm stopping my sukun on the letter dad, and then I'm moving on to the makhraj of ta, turra, and then all of these letters are going to be heavy. Fi makhmasatin, kha is going to be heavy. Mim is light and sad is heavy. So as we say this word, make sure you do quickly make that switch from heavy to light. Makhmasatin, so kha is heavy, mim is light, sad is heavy. Makhmasatin ghayra, ghayn is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is heavy because it has a fatha. Mutajanifin li'ith, and this is going to be a two count med. Mutajanifin li'ith min fa'innallah, and the name of Allah here is going to be heavy. Why? Because the letter before has fatha, and that is going to make the lam in the name of Allah heavy. Ghafurun, ghayn is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is heavy because it has a dhamma. It has two dhammas, but this is a dhamma here, so it will be heavy. Ghafurur Rahim, and then Rahim, this ra is also going to be heavy because it has a fatha, and then we're just going to end here on a four count mad. Ghafurur Rahim. So in this case, we did see some of those examples of the heavy and the light ra. And you will notice that most of these are just a fatha or a dhamma or a kasra. And these are the three easiest to remember. So anytime ra has a fatha or a dhamma, it will be heavy. Anytime ra has a kasra, it is going to be light. So this is the very easy rule to remember these three. Inshallah, you should know them very, very well. For the rest of the rules, such as hamzatul wasl or sukun, fatha, for those rules, Inshallah, they are not as important because they don't come as often. So inshallah, when they do come, then you can write down a little H underneath. Inshallah, that will help you remember. But as long as you know fatha, dhamma, and kasra, whether it should be heavy or light, that will make your life a lot easier. Because even in this ayah, we saw that all of the ra's that we saw, they either had a kasra to make it light, or they had a fatha and dhamma, and that is why they were heavy. So as long as you know these rules, inshallah, majority of the words in the Quran do have either a ra with a fatha, dhamma, or kasra. They have ra with a haraka. So that will make it a lot easier. And then inshallah, as you learn more about tajweed and as you have more proficiency in recitation, then inshallah, it does become easier to identify the heavy ra in other circumstances as well. But inshallah, for today, we will end here. In the next class, we will cover these ra again, these rules of a heavy ra. We will go over them and we'll find a few more examples, and inshallah that will solidify this concept. But for now, we'll stop here and move on to the tafsir portion of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.